This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pasca.
Welcome back to the official Raiders podcast, offseason edition 9, 10, whatever this is. Eddie Pascal along with producer Trav in the back. So, like I said, second week of OTAs, and we're finally gearing up, getting close to minicamp and all that stuff. But we kind of threw an audible in this week's edition of the podcast. Obviously, we're going to talk football. It's what we're here for. It's a football podcast. But this week, we welcomed our all-pro guard, Kelechi Osemele, into the Beat Lab. And outside of being an absolute monster, a behemoth, you know, one of the best guards in the NFL, KO is like a really, really interesting dude. He's a guy with a wealth of knowledge, a really vast, a man of vast interests, and he likes to travel. And so we figured, hey, it's summer, people are starting to get out of town. Let's bring him in. Let's talk to him because he's done so much. He's seen so many things. So let's bring him in. Let's talk to him about that. And football too, obviously. And I, spoiler alert, have some plans going on for next year. And so I say, KO, I need your advice. Kelechi Osemele, our all-pro guard for the Silver and Black. We want to have you here for a bunch of reasons. One, it's been a while since we caught up with you, all that. But two, more importantly, me and my girlfriend are planning a Europe trip for next offseason.
Okay.
And as our best, most well-traveled Raider, I needed some advice.
I got you.
Ever since I was a kid, I've had this like weird fascination with like Ireland, Scotland. So like we definitely want to do that.
Okay.
But like I don't know if like I want to go for like 2 weeks, just for a minute.
A
but I don't know if that's like a.
I feel like that's a long time.
Is it a long time? Is that too long?
I mean, if you go both places, I think that would be good. I feel like that's a lot.
Is it?
Because we spent like a weekend. We spent like 3 days. We spent like 3 days in Dublin, and that was like perfect.
Yeah.
Because it's not really that big.
It's like
honestly.
Small, right?
Yeah. So I feel like 2 weeks would be a long time.
Well, if we're going to do 2 weeks, though, we want to do, like, other places, too. So,
she wants
to do, like, Italy super bad. But okay, I feel like Italy is, like, its own
trip.
Like,
oh,
it's
a completely different vibe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You need to split that up, for sure.
So,
like, if I was doing Dublin, I would do, like, Amsterdam because it connects through there.
Okay.
You know? So that's, like, a common, like, Aer Lingus is, like, a common out of SFO. It's, like, a good thing to take. I would probably do, like, 3 days. Probably 2 days, two days in Dublin, and then I would do like 3 or 4 days in Amsterdam, and I would just like that would be like one trip.
That's one trip, yeah.
Or 1 week, and then you need at least a week for Italy because there's so much going on.
Yeah, like
on there.
I feel like that's its own like if you do Italy, like you're doing Italy for like a while, and even
when you do Italy, there's like it's so different. Like so, Rome is like its own thing. That's like more like. Look at all the sites, like all the ancient structures of Colosseum.
Yeah.
So that's its own little thing. And then they even have like a little nightlife, little culture.
Sure.
Like Trastevere is like their like, you know, hipster area where they got the food and like their little clubs and stuff like that. And then it's like completely different changes of scenery, like Cinque Terre, where that's more like small fishing village and it's more like hiking, Monte Rosa to Rio Maggiore, like take a little train for like $5, you know, a little 20-minute train to hit every town, have some gelato, like eat some seafood.
Like, see, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to just like kick it, have like a glass of red wine, and just like look at the countryside and chill and eat, you know, cheese and salami and all that jazz. Like, that's the vibe like I'm going for. But I feel like
it's... For sure, for sure. Cinque Terre and actually a good town to like walk around. Florence was like a pretty chill place to like... eat different meats and cheese and just like walk around and stuff like that. Probably one of the best meals I've ever had was in Venice.
What was it?
It was a lamb stuffed ravioli. I don't know what like the traditional name of
what it was,
but just the simplest things they just do so well. Like handmade, like they made it handmade, like the ravioli was handmade and like the cheese they like was still on the block and you know, like grated and like just so good, like the tomato sauce that they put on it is just like phenomenal. Like,
man, so where have you been this offseason? I was creeping on your IG earlier. It was Dublin for St. Patrick's Day, France,
Paris,
Germany,
for Fashion Week,
Berlin. Am I missing anything?
We hit different spots in Berlin. Like, my boy, one of my best friends in college, has somebody studying in Hamburg, so he hit Hamburg. I saw some family up in Kiel, like the very, very north of Germany.
Oh, okay.
Actually, wait, no. Cologne. He was in Cologne. I was right north of Hamburg. I was in Kiel. So I have an uncle, my uncle Jude, actually went to college in Germany. So he actually, you know, ended up falling in love and staying there.
And so you stayed.
Got a bunch of cousins and stuff. So I went and saw them. I hadn't seen them in years.
That's what's up.
We did an Amsterdam trip. And I have another uncle in Rotterdam. So two of my cousins came up, like, on the train or whatever, and just showed us, like, all the little spots that you normally wouldn't go to, you know, if you're not, like, a tourist. So we just, like, hit, you know, a couple spots.
Dude, I feel like, and I mean this in, like, the best way possible, that you don't, like, you don't come off as, like, your typical, like, NFL dude, right? I mean, obviously, you're huge, and you could crush me and Trav in half if you really wanted to, but, like, you have, like, all these, like, outside interests, and you travel a ton, and, like, how do you, I guess, where did the whole, like, that itch to go see the world come from?
I mean, I feel like I've always been, like, just a little different. I know it sounds pretentious to say that, but, I mean, you know, just, like, growing up playing football, I never really, like, felt like I was like everybody
sure.
else, you know what I mean?
You don't fit that football
weird,
mold.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I was always, like, a little strange. But I would say, like, my dad had some legal issues where he wasn't able to be in the States. So anytime we went to go see him or see an uncle or something like that, like one of his brothers or my cousins or whatever, we would have to meet up somewhere else. So we would link up overseas, and that kind of sparked it for me. You know, being a kid,
like, yeah.
you know, just like I don't really know what I'm looking at historically. Like, what is yeah. that? Oh, it's Big Ben. Like, you know, and just being a little kid, like,
yeah.
oh, that's really cool. I need to come back sometime, like later, you know, when I'm an adult and my parents aren't holding my hand and following me everywhere, you know? Like, so that just kind of like in my mind was always like, okay, so once I get to a certain point where I'm good, family's good, like that's definitely a goal. So for me, it was like, as soon as I got to my second contract, I was already thinking like, yo,
yeah.
like I'm about to travel.
So you, last off season, was the last off season you did like Australia, New Zealand, mm-hmm. all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so you did this year, you've done a bunch. First off, do you have anything else on the docket for this off season?
I'm gonna do Greece. One of my boys, yeah, he's getting married. So I'm gonna fly him out to Mykonos. We're gonna do Athens and do like all the, you know, the typical, you know, architectural, you know, history, all that
yeah.
stuff. And then we're gonna go to Mykonos. This Greece, I've actually been wanting to go to Greece for a while, so that this actually works out perfect for that. I'm gonna link up with Rodney actually. My boy's gonna fly back because you know you can only take so many days off, but he's gonna fly back, and then I'm gonna meet Rodney's coming out to Bali to meet him in July.
Oh man,
and, yeah,
dude, I hope you have a ton of like frequent flyer miles at this point. Shoot,
yeah, like I feel like well, I use most of them, but
yeah,
I'm just now to the point where I'm like starting to pay for like my own flights again,
yeah,
yeah, because
I
just
bad
fly
deal,
so
though.
Much, yeah,
Shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the longest flight you've taken in terms of like hours?
I think it was Australia,
yeah, it's
I feel like Australia
most,
was
yeah.
like I want to say that was like 17 hours or something like that, I think.
Dude, is that hard for you on a plane? I mean, they don't make big guy, like, you know.
For some reason, on the way there, it wasn't. I flew out with Tywin Jones and
yeah,
Brendan
yeah.
Trawick, so it was like, you know, we're all excited. So
yeah,
like,
you're
yeah,
fired
you
up.
You know what I mean?
You're
yeah, and then you, like, fall asleep because you burn out from talking too much and being excited.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you're there. But on the way back, it's like you don't want to leave in the first
yeah.
place. So on the way back is when you're just like, oh,
dragging,
come on.
Dragging.
Yeah.
Dude, so I know, like, so obviously we're talking about my Europe trip for next year, but we're headed to Europe too in what, October?
Oh, London, yeah,
that's right,
London trip.
In London.
Yeah, my sister's already been on me about that.
Dude, like, that's gonna be fun.
She's gonna go out there with some friends of hers and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So one of like my like sports bucket list things that I really want to do, I really want to go to like an EPL game in London or like soccer game.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is like the next best thing. Like, this is even better. Like, and in talking to some of the guys, like Obi was saying, because Obi was like grew up there or whatever, or not grew up there. He was there for like, you know, his first yeah. couple years or whatever. And it sounds like it's going to be like a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, that's actually, that would be dope. I actually went to a soccer game. What team was that? I think we were in Berlin. They weren't playing a good team, so they won. It wasn't even close. They like blew.
Didn't you go to a Champions League game? I feel like you did. I feel like I saw that on your Instagram or something, that you were a Champions League game.
Barcelona?
No, that's got to be like, ah, dude.
That was crazy.
I'm
that was actually
out.
Like a last minute,
yeah.
last minute flight too. That was actually a really, really dope trip, man. We ended up hiking up to this place called The Bunker.
Mm.
We call it The Bunker. And it's like, it kind of reminds me of like The Battery.
Out okay,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that like kind of view.
Sure.
It was like the same, but for like Barcelona, you can see the entire coastline.
That's
it was
pretty
just,
dope.
Like, beautiful. I went up there for sunset. The sunset like perfectly. Met like these really cool dudes. One was from like somewhere in the Middle East. That was like a really, really cool trip. Like just random meeting random people, like kindred spirits that are just like traveling and spontaneously and stuff, and like went out and ate some good food. Like, yeah, that was Barcelona.
Though, right?
That's amazing. Like if you could do that every day, like whoa. Like,
do you ever get recognized when you're like super abroad?
Randomly, yeah. Like it's been actually kind of weird. It's always like super random. Like I was in Thailand with Treywick. And we like walk into this restaurant while we wait, and this dude's just like, "Oh my God, KO!" And I'm like, "Huh? Like, I don't know anybody here." Like, turn around, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm a big fan!" Like, blah blah blah. Trey was just looking at me like, "What, bro? Like, hell no! Nah. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, just random. It happened to us in Australia too, randomly. Iceland. It's such a small world.
Right.
And I think the main thing is like, I think it's just that the Raiders are just such a big like.
Like organization,
everybody like knows, like there's fans like everywhere. Like you literally run into fans everywhere, Spain, everywhere. It's so crazy. And I'm a lineman, so it's just like really, like dude, like people that are Raiders fans are hardcore everywhere. Like they keep up, they know all their stuff.
Also, don't sell yourself short though. All pro bowl. It's not like you're just some, you know, random third guard or something. Like you're a pretty big deal. So.
I've been fortunate to play for like organizations that are like a pretty, you know, like they're big organizations. But like I feel like for sure if I played like on a if I was like playing for, I don't know, the Browns or something like that, and I was a lineman, I don't think that
that's a good
somebody
point.
Randomly in another country would like recognize me though. I met a dude at the airport coming back that was like, "Yo, bro, like I just saw a picture that you posted and I knew you were out here," like literally like at baggage claim. And he's like, "Yeah, I saw that you were out here too." Like
the miss of OTAs right now. I feel like the vibe here is like a lot different than it was even like a year ago. So
definitely,
I mean, even just from like the outside looking in, like watching practice and see you guys do your thing, like the one thing that like sticks out to me is like, one, there's no music. It's like very business and like locked in. And then it just seems like there's such purpose with everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's
for sure.
Every minute, every movement is like calculated and it's done for a reason. And it's, you know, you guys are, there's no like messing around. Is that how like it comes off for you guys or?
I guess, we were talking about the whole no music thing. I didn't really notice it.
Really?
At first, like somebody kept, like, I think there was a few people talking about it. I didn't even notice it. I was so locked in. But I think that, I think that's exactly like you said, like there's a lot of purpose right now. There's just a lot of, there's really high expectations. Like the intensity of individuals, the pace that we're going at, and it's looking good. People are looking fast, like people are strong right now. Like people are in shape already. I was actually, who was I talking to yesterday about this? I think I was talking to my boy Zach. I was like, dude, I could play a game right now.
Really?
I could go out there and play a game right now.
How long does it usually take you to get to like the point like where you feel like, all right, dude, I'm ready to rock? Like,
and that's never happened this fast.
Really?
I've never been in shape like this fast.
You got a new line coach too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just was like a guy who knows this plays like the back of his hand, right? He was the head coach here. Obviously goes way back with Gruden. Knows. Kind of the
Marshawn system,
the Marshawn, all that stuff, but also knows like this place and the things that work for the Raiders organization. Like, what's it been like having Cable back in the mix? And I feel like he's like a very different energy than Tice was.
Yeah, he's almost like just like Gruden as far as like the intensity. Like, man, he's just like try to strain your brain, as they like to say. Like, always wants you thinking. Like, he'll ask you like a question, try to like mess you up. Like, oh, do we squeeze on the backside of this play? Like, yeah, we do, right? Like, oh, well, no, we don't. Like, you know, just kind of messing with you, like, just really, like, trying to pick your brain and make sure that you're mentally prepared and just, like, the intensity is, like, really ramped up. It's really good. And like you said, like, it's a system that he's been running for a while. So he knows it, like, the back of his hand. But he's also, like, he's not the type to put a round peg in a square hole, like he likes to say. And he's, like, He's cognizant of like your strengths and your weaknesses, and he's not gonna make you like cut on the backside. For instance, if you're like a bigger guy like Gabe and you like to stay up on the backside block. So he's like aware of like the players he has, but then he also knows what works with his system. So I think it's a really good fit.
Seems like a guy who can read the room, right? Like
KO's
good at this,
exactly.
DP's
he's
good at
this. He's picking it up already.
Yeah.
He's already picking it up, so.
What's it like having the Beast back, year two?
Awesome, man. With this system, like, it's almost like we just put the system in, but I feel like he knows it better than he knew the system last year. Like, it's almost as if, like, we were trying to catch up. Like, Marshawn was, like, telling us stuff about certain plays, like, because we hadn't run, you know, it's a new system. So it looks better already, man. He knows where to hit the hole. Like, Cable's super confident, like, oh yeah, he's gonna know where to hit this. You guys keep hitting that double team like that, he's gonna crease it through the front door. Like, so it's been really good having Marshawn.
Dude, that's one thing about Marshawn. Even last year too, when we were talking to like Gabe and some of those guys, that and Jalen and DeAndre too are saying the same thing, that you look at him and he's such a physical, just like a beast, right? And Jalen was like, you forget, and people don't realize how smart he is and how like in the books he is and how just like, you know, it's like super cliche, but how high his football IQ is too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree for sure. He's a really intelligent football player, man. He knows exactly where to cut back at, exactly where to hit the hole. And even like off the field, I would say he's a smarter businessman off the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother.
Player on it. Like, he's just a very aware, very in tune human being. And like seeing a guy walk around like that, like, yeah, I mean, people have their preconceived notions or whatever, but like, yeah, you'd be fooled. Like, you will be surprised. Like, yeah.
At what point in the offseason, because we've been here for a while for the offseason program, at what point do you like really get to the point where you're like, all right, I want to hit someone. Like, I know we haven't been able to hit someone. Like, when does that hit it?
Man, that actually kind of happened today a little bit. I was getting a little fired up. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's different for everybody. You know, people are like at different stages of their development. Like, if you're a rookie, you're still learning the playbook. If you're an older player, you're still trying to get back healthy or kind of working back into it. So it just kind of depends on where you are with your like development or what you're really trying to like accomplish, really, you know. I know for me personally, I want to be the best guard to ever play the game of football. So like, I want to try to push the tempo and push the pace as much as possible, as early as possible. I'd rather be prepared and be told to tone it down than
having to ratchet it up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. And today, like, I was really fired up. I was, like, the competitive juices were flowing, you know. So, I was ready to hit somebody today for sure. If we had pads on, I would have been ready to go.
Is it got to feel good? Because when people talk about this team, right, and this offense and the Coops and the Jordy Nelsons and Marshawn and Derek, obviously. But that interior line is also one of the things that is one of, like, the first two or three strength of the teams that gets brought up. So you, Rodney, Gabe, you know, that middle, like, that's got to feel pretty good, you know, for you. Like you said, want to be the best guard in NFL history. Like, that's got to be, like, I feel like there's not a lot of offenses where,
yeah,
when you're
talking
strength.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's definitely a luxury. Like I said, I've just been really lucky in my career where I've been able to play. I got to play next to Matt Burke, Marshall Yanda, you know, Jeremy Zuto. I've had some very strong play on the inside, and then I come here and I have Rodney, I have Gabe. Very strong play on the inside, and I see what that can do. Like, I've won a championship doing that, and it's a luxury. Not every team has that. So the fact that we have that, and then we also have all these weapons, like, we're dangerous in the run game. You're not getting near DC in the pass. Like, it's a weapon, man. Like, it really is. It really is. That it can win you championships to have that much talent and be consistent in protecting your quarterback and getting the run game going. Like, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Colesio Assembly, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you when you get back from wherever it is you're off to next, and we appreciate your time, big fella. And just a huge thank you to KO, obviously one of our favorites on the team, such a good dude. Like I said, entertaining dude, well-spoken, well-traveled, well-everything. So big shout-out to KO for stopping by the Beat Lab, much appreciated. Thank you to producer Trav, per usual, for making both KO and myself sound a lot better than we do when we do it live. So, yeah, we are almost to minicamp. We are almost there. We are almost to the end of the offseason program before we go on break. But thanks for hanging out with us. We will catch you guys next time on the Official Raiders Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.